Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, welcome to the show. This is the Pop Rocks Radio Talk Show. I'm your host, pop art painter Jamie Rocks, and this is the big show. You found it. You found it. I sure am glad you did. Today is very exciting. We've got I really dig our guest today. I've been listening to his new single all week long, and it's just fantastic. Mr. Spence Reed. Spence, how are you?
Hey, what's going on, man? Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Very, very cool. How is Nashville today?
Oh, man, it's rainy today. It reminds me of home in Cleveland, Ohio.
I hear you. I didn't know you grew up in Cleveland. I grew up in Detroit and have been to Cleveland many, many times over the years.
Yeah, man. You know, I just moved down to Nashville probably a year ago. And it's funny, the weather down here is a lot different from how it is in the Northeast. And it's kind of nice now that we're getting towards the fall months, it's starting to be a little bit more like home, you know what I mean?
Right. It's not just super hot or anything. Well, you've been doing a lot. I've been looking at your Facebook page, and you had some appearances you were doing at the CMA Fest, and that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it was fun. We had a couple of things going on during CMA Fest. I kind of culminated the week with a show at the very end at Manuel Couture downtown Nashville.
Great.
It was a fun experience. It was my first time playing CMA Fest, and we had a really good time doing it.
Very cool, very cool. Yeah, Manuel's pretty cool. He's always fun, you know, and his shop.
Oh, absolutely.
A lot of people go through there. That's the place. That's what I've always heard. That's the place to be, you know.
Unique being inside there. I had never experienced anything like it in there. I learned a lot just by walking through the doors.
Oh, that's cool, man. That is very cool. Well, let me ask you. You've been, like I said, you grew up in Ohio, there in Cleveland. Now, were you always a musical guy? Did you know this is what you were going to be doing? Or is this something that happened along the way?
I have always been a musical guy. You know, growing up, I spent a lot of time in the church, and
mm-hmm.
I used to hang out with my youth pastor a lot, and he was in the church band, and I knew that if I wanted to keep hanging out with him, that I should probably learn how to play an instrument. So that's kind of how everything started with me and how I got introduced into music, and that was probably, like seventh grade, and I've been playing guitar ever since then.
Wow, that's cool. Now, do you guys stay in touch and whatnot? I imagine he's real excited with everything you're doing, if you do.
Oh, yeah, you know, it's been a while. I haven't talked to him in a little bit. You know, ever since I moved down to Nashville, things have just been getting so crazy with my new project lined up to be released this fall. You know, it's admittedly, I haven't talked to people back home as much as I wish I could. But,
right.
You know, I know that he's up there and he's, you know, he's hoping that I do good things at least.
That's awesome. That's very, very cool. Now you have the 31st. I keep seeing Who Says August 31st. What's this? Is this a new single? Is this the name of the album that's dropping? What's the deal?
Right. So August 31st, I'm going to be releasing an acoustic cover of John Mayer's Who Said. Song, and we're going to be releasing that with a video, and that'll be in about 10 days from now. And then 2 weeks after that, we're going to be releasing a new single called I Want You To, which is a track that I co-wrote with Chris Bergsness here in Nashville. So it's going to be an exciting couple of weeks.
Wow. Yeah. A lot going on. Well, that's exciting, you know, and Nashville's like that. A lot of people who, especially people who haven't been to Nashville, don't realize, man, Nashville is a mile a minute, it seems. Every time I go there, there's always just so much happening, you know?
Well,
it's hard to do everything.
There's always something to do. And I think another thing that a lot of people don't think of is, at least with regards to the music game, there's so much that goes on behind the scenes. You know, a lot of the public consume the song whenever the song's released, but one thing that I'm sure that they don't really appreciate is all the work that goes in behind the scenes, which is everything that we've been working on for a couple of months now. And, you know, I'm just finally ready for all of this music to be released. You know, I'm ready for the public to be able to hear what we've been working on.
it's hard though, because you know it's tempting with social media, and you have access, you know, to put the word out. I'm a painter by trade, and I've been working on this project, a coffee table book. You know, I want to post, you know, different things that are happening with it, but then I'm like, well, that kind of takes away from when it's released, so you
Oh
can't, you
yeah, I
know.
know. I know. Yeah,
And
you kind of want to have that shock factor on the release day, but there's so much of me that wants to let everybody know, like every step of the way, how close we are getting to the day of completion.
And the other thing is people hear, especially with music, you're right, they hear the end result, and they're like, oh, you know, nothing was on TV last night. You knocked that out, huh? Well, no, there's mastering. There's about 1.5 million things that go into that single coming out, you know.
Yeah, and it's something that
Lot
you
of
never
stuff.
really think about until you get into the music game. I knew, like, right when I started actually recording music, I wanted to release songs like the minute I got them back from the producer. Whereas the truth of the matter is, you have to plan months, if not a year, in advance of when you want to release a project because there's just so much planning that goes into it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's, you know, and it's funny when I tell people, 'cause they ask me, you know, friends, and I'll be at a party or something, and somebody will ask, and they'll say, you know, well, how long, you know, what do the people call you? And then you put them on the show the next week. I said, no. This is all planned out. I said, these guys have a whole marketing campaign they're doing, and this is part of it, you know? And, it's, you know, especially when you get big marketing people, you know, involved and whatnot, you know, there's a lot of people. I'm really glad to see you're working with Core PR. They're awesome. I've worked with them, gosh, about 4 years now, and they're just out of sight over there. So that's cool.
Oh, I love it. Ever
Cool,
since
cool,
I was
cool.
introduced to Don, Anna, and Kerrigan over there, they made me feel like family from the minute I walked doors. They've been great to me so far.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, they're fantastic. So when you moved down, I mean, what was that like? Did you just like load up a van and head south, or what happened?
It's funny. I basically loaded up my car, just a small little four-door sedan, and I made one
Oh,
trip down
wow.
to Nashville, a straight drive from Cleveland to Nashville, 8 hours, and everything I had in my car is what I had with me. And then I didn't really know anybody in town at that point. And it's just been a consistent process of going out and networking with people and trying to meet new people and trying to get the wheels rolling for all of the goals that I have in mind with music. And now that I've been here for, I've been in Nashville for a little over a year now. So now that I know people and I'm finally in the groove of things, the wheels are finally in motion and it feels good to see, you know, have this entire vision come into fruition.
That's awesome. That is awesome. It's cool when you move like that. I did that when I went to school, when I went to college. I moved from Detroit to Boston. And you know, one of the great things about that is it's very freeing, because you only have so much room. You know, you got to really think about what you're leaving behind and what you're taking, and it's very cathartic. You know, it's a cool thing.
Absolutely. I
And
think, I mean, it's one of the harder decisions that you can make, but once you do it,
oh
you
yeah.
know, I knew that when I was moving to Nashville that I have a very specific goal in mind. And ever since moving down here, I've been hyper focused on that goal. So I think in that regard, it's a very good thing.
Now, you know, Spence, I talk to a lot of successful people all the time, and one of the common threads is exactly what you're saying. You know, not to sound like a fortune cookie or something, but it's really basic. You know, decide, visualize, and act. And but the most important is take action. You got to figure out what you want, and then you got to do it. You know, and
exactly.
You're doing it, man. And that's what works. You know, so many people don't.
I'm trying.
It's hard sometimes to take action. You know, especially
right.
Moving across country.
I mean, and it's not easy to leave your friends and family and everything you've ever known. I lived in Cleveland, Ohio for the first, 20 or 25 years of my life. And I just packed up
right.
what I needed and I drove down to Nashville. And here we are 1 year later.
I'm telling you, when I went to school, this is an absolutely true story, man. It took a couple months before I was calling people. I remember being a couple weeks into it, calling people back home. I think I made a mistake. I think I better come back. And they're all like, "Come on, Jamie, you got this. Come on." And
yeah,
and I did.
Yeah,
you know.
The good thing about Nashville is my friends back home, my family back home know my dedication to music, and being in Nashville, the resources available to musicians down here are just extraordinary. And I always love Cleveland. I'm a huge Cleveland sports fan in every regard, and I will die a Cleveland sports fan, but for the foreseeable future, Nashville is going to be home.
Well, you got to go with where the work is, and that's, and in your case, I need a really good slide guitar person right here on this. Well, let me make a call. The producers always have a
exactly.
bunch of numbers,
Yep, exactly.
They'll be here in 20 minutes.
I know. That's a great thing. The best musicians in the world live, they live here in Nashville. So anytime you need anything, like the best producers in the world, some of the best engineers in the world,
songwriters,
like,
even.
Studio musicians.
Yeah.
Songwriters. Yeah, songwriters too. Like all the best in the world for music are here in Nashville. So this is really the Mecca for somebody like me.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. And it's interesting too. The interesting thing, I had a really good friend of mine. He passed away, but he was I'm dating myself. He was a new wave guy and he was from Scotland. He had a new wave band and whatnot, but he relocated to Nashville. He's like, that had kind of run its course. Things had changed. And he said, to make a living, I think there's more money for me now behind the mic doing producing it and getting in the outside of the recording booth, And
right.
So he moved down there and he did. That's what he kind of moved into and did quite well for himself, and provided for his family and whatnot. And it all worked out nice. But yeah, Nashville, and it's interesting because people outside, and a lot of people make the mistake too. They're like, "Oh, well, it's all just country music down there." Not necessarily.
Oh my gosh, I can't even tell you how many different genres. Yeah, all kinds of genres that I've been exposed to since moving down here. The cool thing about being here is you get to experience. Like you go to a show, like a reggae show one night, then the next night you could go to a different part of town. You could catch like some of the best blues or jazz music that you've ever heard.
Mm-hmm.
You can really like bounce around to different parts of the town and hear any genre of music that you could find anywhere else in the world. It's amazing.
Well, and another really neat thing about Nashville I have found the times I've been there is you never know. I mean, you can be anywhere. You can be at a Waffle House or something and sitting at the table over there. You just never know who you're going to run into. Some real heavy hitters do stuff. They go out like normal people. They go to Starbucks and stuff. It's almost like LA used to be. LA's not
right.
that. It kind of is still, but I don't know. They send people out to get their Starbucks.
And
Nashville,
know
they still go out. Yeah,
oh, definitely.
And I think it's great.
Funny,
you can network.
Yeah, the
and
funny thing
meet
is,
people.
And being in Cleveland, I never really had that much celebrity exposure. And then when I moved down to Nashville, I remember the first celebrity figure that I met was Mike from Antique Archaeology, Mike Wolf, and the show American Pickers. And I loved that show, and my dad loved that show, and my grandpa loved that show. And I remember the first time I ran into him, I was like stumbling. I was like drooling over myself. I'm like, dude, this is Mike. And then, you know, that was probably the most embarrassing I've ever been. And ever since then, it just kind of gets regular. Whenever you see a celebrity like walking down the street or at the store or whatever, it's just like, oh, okay, that's just another person and they're just living their life. I'm going to let them be.
Right. Yep. And he was probably cool about everything too, I imagine. Well, you know, Spence, I'm telling you what'll happen. You know, give it a year and, you know, there'll be somebody having that same reaction meeting you. They'll be the new kid in town. And I ran into Spence Reed. I couldn't believe it.
The plan. If everything goes to plan with the new project that we have coming out, then, you know, hopefully good things are on the horizon for us.
Oh, that's fantastic. I want to let people know on our show page, we have a link to your website, SpenceReed.com. And it's got links to all Spence's social media. Everybody's on social media today, and as is Spence. And you can follow and see all kinds of cool stuff. Check out his cool artsy-fartsy pictures on Instagram and all that. I dig it a lot. And follow him on Facebook, and you get to – you know, the cool thing about social media, and I want to let people know this too, if you dig a musician or, you know, an independent film or whatever, you know, a baker – it doesn't matter. Like their social media, like and share, because chances are if you're digging it, your friends are going to dig it too. But it's very important because in every when these bands and stuff, when they're booking gigs and they're talking to promoters and this and that, there's a conversation and a word that comes up called engagement. And that's what that's about. A big chunk of it, actually. And it just helps on so many levels, you know. So do that, like and share on social media. So important, so important. Now, Spence, you've got the single Heartbeat. Now, this just came out last month, right? July?
Heartbeat's been available for a couple of months now. Yeah,
oh,
that's
okay.
A fully produced single that I released a little bit earlier with Dave Huff was the producer for that track. And he's also going to be the producer for the acoustic tracks that we're going to be releasing, the first of which comes out September 14th. And that song is the one that I mentioned earlier. It's called I Want You To.
Nice, nice. We're going to be playing Heartbeat here in a second. This is a fantastic track. Now, it's out, folks, and you can pick this up wherever you buy digital music. I always tell people, if you can, if it's at all possible, pick it up at a show, man. There is always a merch booth. There's always a merch table. Sometimes it's a guitar case. I've seen that before. Whatever. But no, that helps. But if, you know, you're in Luxembourg or something and you want to single it out, by all means, buy it where you normally buy your digital music, of course. Now, with Heartbeat, tell us a little bit about this. How did this one come about? Is this one you wrote, or was this one you found, or what's the story there, Spence?
Yeah, so Heartbeat, that's a song that I co-wrote with a couple of buddies of mine out in Los Angeles, Tommy Hubbard and Richie Zanizer. They have a little production out there called The Trust Music, and I went out there for a couple of days, and we wrote some songs, and Heartbeat was one of them, and came back to Nashville and recorded it at Blackbird Studios. And we, it's a very uplifting track, and it's almost U2-like in nature, at least with the beginning feel of it. But yeah, it's kind of an upbeat track. I think we ended up releasing that out probably April of this year, I believe. But yeah, it's been going pretty well so far. We've had some really good feedback on that. Yeah, it's been going great.
Nice. Well, that's awesome. Well, let's play it for the folks. Here it is, everybody. This is Spence Reed, Heartbeat.
Give me the girl under the surface. Give me the feel good. Give me the nervous. Give me the you that no one's seen before. Show me the inside, show me the out. I wanna know everything about your world that no one's seen before. Give me the eyes to say it all. Give me one more time to sink and feel in for.
And that was Heartbeat, folks. Spence Reed, Heartbeat. I like that track a lot, Spence. Very, very cool. And as we said, that's available everywhere, really. And here in 10 days, you said week and a half, the new track's going to be out. That's pretty cool.
Right, yeah. Then in 10 days, we're going to be releasing the John Mayer cover song and video. And then in three or so weeks, we're going to be releasing a new original track. So we're pretty excited about all of that happening.
That's a lot. That's a lot happening quickly. That's cool. Now, do you let me ask you this. Do you like doing the acoustic? I know it's real popular right now. I see a lot of people performing acoustics and going on acoustic tours and stuff like that.
Oh, I love it. I've always been drawn to acoustic music, you know, things like early Ed Sheeran, Dave Matthews Band, early John Mayer stuff, or even the later John Mayer stuff too. Like the acoustic vibe is just, I just think the guitar sounds so beautiful. And while there are so many things that you could do with an electric guitar and you can make it sound so many different ways, I think there's something really beautiful about the way an acoustic guitar sounds coming out of the tubes.
Absolutely. It's almost like a duet with a good singer. You know, it's just, it's got its own voice and own personality that comes through. And it resonates people. You know, the thing is I think people dig any, I think a good song, if you can sing it around a campfire, you know, that's a good indication that that's going to be a hit, you know?
That's what they say. That's what they say.
Yeah, no, it's very, very true. Well, that's awesome. Well, you've got so much happening. Any upcoming shows that in all of this, or are we waiting till all of this is released?
Yeah, we have a couple of things in the works right now. We haven't announced any new shows, so whenever the new music starts to be released, the show dates will be available, and those can be found on my social sites and as well as SpenceReed.com.
Nice. And last question I have to ask you. I love your Ford truck, or is that just a prop? It's a cool truck.
You're going to hate me. You're going to hate me, but that's just a prop.
I gotcha. Well, whoever it is, when you see that person next, tell them, well, some guy in Florida thought you had a cool truck.
I'll be sure to pass along the word.
Very, very cool. Well, keep doing what you're doing, Spence. You're awfully good at it, you know? And
And thank you. I appreciate you having me on today.
Very, very cool. Well, have a great night. And folks, that's going to wrap it up for us today. We, Spence Reed, once again, SpenceReed.com. Get over there, get over to the social media pages and whatnot, like and share those. Very, very cool. And, you know, that way you keep up to date and everything. Also, if you are, doing something creative, you're in a band, you got a book coming out, you're making an independent film or something. I don't know. You need some help on the PR side of things. Get a hold of Anna Castle and, well, not just Anna, the whole gang over there at Core PR. We have a link up to them as well on our show page, corepr.com, if you're not on the show page. And get them in your corner, man. Good people to know, you know. Very, very cool. This show, of course, will be converted to a podcast and pushed out on all the various social media platforms, including up on Apple Podcasts. If you are listening to the show in the future on Apple Podcasts, hello from the past, do me a quick favor, hit that ratings and review, because when I talk to my advertisers, that makes things go way smoother for me as well. Because it keeps us up on the top of the page, man. And, you know, I can negotiate from a place of strength. How about that? It's very, very good. Cool. Well, that's going to do it for us tonight, folks. Have a great night in whatever you got going on. We will see you tomorrow evening. We've got a fantastic singer-songwriter, EDM singer-songwriter out of Las Vegas named Kira. She is just fantastic. I really dig her stuff as well. So we will see you then. Have a good one. Bye.
This has been pop art painter Jamie Rocks's Pop Rocks Radio Talk Show. It has been executive produced by Jamie Rocks, recorded at his studio in Deerfield Beach in South Florida. All rights reserved by Pop Rocks Limited for broadcast on Blog Talk Radio.
Hej, det här är Hicks från Sverige och ni lyssnar till Pop Rocks Radio med Jamie Rocks.
Blog Talk Radio.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.